Welcome, welcome, welcome back to They Made Their Way to the Ring, episode 25. Can you believe it? Now, I'm not going to begin with any recaps today. No showboating, no gloating. I'm ghosting all of that. I'm going to jump right on in because there is a lot to cover. The one thing I will do, however, is beg you to pause this episode right now and hit that follow button. Please leave a review, snap a screenshot of this or any episode you're listening to, and tag me on X at @Slee_Ryan and hashtag they made their way to the ring. After all, this is the EST of non-professional women's wrestling podcast. Nah, I'm joking. I'm kind of not. We good. This episode right here will celebrate who seems to be the most hated woman in sports entertainment right now. The most hated woman in all of WWE. And quite frankly, I don't know why. She is currently at the most dangerous point of her career, at the top. And you know why I say dangerous? Because she's focused, she's hungry, and she's ready to squash her competition. I want to focus mostly on this superstar's second run. So to do things a little differently, I'm going to first off highlight some of the big things that happened on this first journey, which eventually led to the big return. This woman was a dominant force in NXT. She would clear the field of competition on the black and yellow brand and quickly land a spot on the main roster. She became a one-time Raw Women's Champion and two-time Women's Tag Team Champion. She said it herself, she's not like most girls. She's an irresistible force, a force of greatness. Making her way to the ring from San Diego, California, Nia Jax. Lena Vanini is an Australian-born superstar in WWE. I know, I bet some of y'all didn't know that part. I mean about the Australian-born part, not being a superstar. I mean, who doesn't know that, right? Right? There are some names or terms to describe people in wrestling that aren't used that frequently. Terms like wrestling royalty, i.e. Natalia, who comes from a world-famous wrestling family. You know, her dad, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and her uncle, Bret the Hitman Hart. There are also terms like generational superstar, names like Charlotte Flair because of her dad, 16-time world champion Ric Flair, and Tamina Snuka, a second generational superstar because of her dad, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And Nia Jax fits into a similar category. She comes from a long lineage of wrestling stars that have family ties dating way back. Nia is family by blood with many names that have graced WWE, the biggest name being The Rock, Nia's cousin. Other names like The Rock's daughter, NXT general manager Ava, WWE star Tamina, and she has distant blood links to superstars like Roman Reigns, The Usos, Solo Sikoa, and more. Nia really broke out onto the WWE scene in 2015 when a series of vignettes during the months of August and September would air. They would be titled, A Special Look at the Debuting Nia Jax. These video packages gave a small insight of what was to come. She would quote words or phrases from her entrance theme which would soon be revealed. She said, most girls take what they're given in life. Lucky for me, I'm not most girls. She was a force of greatness that couldn't be stopped. Nia said greatness is her destiny and her path to get there has just begun. Nia made her explosive TV debut on October the 14th, 2015 in a Divas match where she obliterated her opponent Evie, now SmackDown's resident mean girl Dakota Kai. Nia quickly began to turn heel in her journey to greatness. She wiped out enhancement talent week after week, even defeating divas at the top of the NXT division like Carmella. In November, Jax would form an alliance with fellow mean girl and most booed woman of all time, All Red Everything, Eva Marie. The pair would target the NXT Women's Champion Bayley, with Nia earning a shot at the title at NXT TakeOver London on December the 16th, 2015. Nia brought everything she had, but she just couldn't quite put the champion away, and Bayley narrowly escaped with the title after making Nia tap out. In 2016, the WWE draft took place, and Jax, well, she got the opportunity every NXT talent hopes for, their main roster debut. Nia was drafted from NXT to Raw in round 5 of the selections. If you go back and watch this, Nia was actually sat playing on her phone as the drafts were selected, and her reaction is genuine. Priceless. She didn't believe for a second she would be drafted to Raw. I just loved how she discreetly slid her phone into her pocket and just had that look of disbelief. Other memorable diva trades in this draft were Alexa Bliss, Carmella, and Eva Marie, who all got drafted to SmackDown Live. Nia's first couple of months on the main roster were very similar to her NXT journey. She arrived on the red brand and dominated woman after woman in the squared circle. Women like AEW's own Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and SmackDown's Scarlett. 2018 will be the year for Nia Jax. She showed up and showed out in the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match. She entered at number 22 and eliminated legends Kelly Kelly and Jacqueline, also Naomi and Ruby Riott. Jax will begin a face turn in early 2018 when her former best friend and Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss, alongside new bestie Mickie James, will begin a body-shaming storyline. The pair branded Jax as dumb as she is big. Not nice. Backstage interviewer Charlie Caruso was scheduled for an interview with the pair but arrived late. She then made Alexa and Mickie aware that for their whole segment where they tore Nia down and belittled her, the microphone next to them had been switched on, and the entire time in preparation for this interview, and everyone, including Nia, had witnessed this cruel verbal assault. As Nia made her way backstage to find the pair, the crowd roared hard in support. They were fully behind her. So Nia was a fan favourite once over, huh? Just thought I'd remind you. This feud would lead to a championship match on the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania 34, and Nia did the unthinkable. She beat the goddess of WWE and captured her first and only major singles championship when she delivered a massive Samoan drop from the second rope. I have to say, Nia's acting in this storyline was fantastic. Her reactions were believable, and I was so happy she got the payoff she deserved, and at WrestleMania no less. How many women get that opportunity? Not many. It was great to see a woman, not like most girls, hold the coveted prize on Raw. It's important to say many people related to this story. Unfortunately, it's real. It happens. Never bully anyone, people. It's not cool. Nia Jax was Raw Women's Champion for 70 days before Little Miss Bliss recaptured the gold after interfering in Nia vs Ronda Rousey at Money in the Bank. She attacked both women with the briefcase she had won only 90 minutes or so earlier in the night and cashed in a big opportunity. She took care of Ronda on the outside of the ring, then hit Nia with a DDT, followed by Twisted Bliss for the 3 count, becoming a 5-time Women's Champion. In October 2018, Nia was part of the first ever all-women's pay-per-view Evolution. It's been a minute, hasn't it? It'll be 6 years ago this year. Come on, WWE. Isn't it time we had Evolution 2? Make it happen, Trip. How about Evolution featuring TNA? Yeah, now that would be a sell. Nia was part of the Women's Battle Royal and had a memorable stare-down with family member Tamina. The pair looked set to begin a monster feud, but after a strange turnabout, the Samoans revealed what we all believe to be true. Blood is thicker than water. With that said, Team Samoan Slaughterhouse was born. This was an interesting pairing, one that either as partners or opponents is full of potential. I would have liked to have seen the Samoans become Women's Tag Team Champions. It didn't happen, but they caused havoc just the same. I guess they didn't need gold to prove their dominance and cement their legacy. In November 2018, Jax put on a great showing in her third traditional Women's Survivor Series Elimination Tag Team match. She was the sole survivor for Team Raw. Impressive. Now, one moment in my eyes led to this outcome, one of the biggest talking points in WWE history. The question I put to you all is, did Nia Jax create the man Becky Lynch? I'll let you know what I'm talking about. On November the 12th, 2018, Raw was on its last stop before Survivor Series. Alexa Bliss came out to the ring to reveal her team for the upcoming annual pay-per-view match. It will be Alexa Bliss as team captain, leading her team, six-time women's champion Mickie James, Tamina, and Nia Jax. But wait, that's not enough members. She said the fourth member of her team, Natalia, had been sent home after an emotional night on Raw. And the fifth member of Team Raw, well, the fifth member would be decided in this next match. They needed someone who would do anything to win. Someone who would risk it all. Someone who would even risk friendship. The match was Sasha Banks versus Bayley. The match ended prematurely as a disqualification was ruled when Team Raw Survivor Series members beat down both Sasha and Bayley. Then Alexa revealed the fifth member would in fact be Ruby Riott. As all of this went down in the ring, the camera cut backstage. Becky Lynch from SmackDown had the Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey in a brutal disarmer hold until Adam Pearce demanded she let Ronda go. Back in the ring, seven Raw Divas stood still, their eyes wide with shock, watching the Trons and the devastation that had just been unleashed in their locker room. Then, Becky's music hit. Knowing they had the numbers advantage, Raw didn't back down. Becky strutted her way to the ring and Nia welcomed the challenge. As Becky stood ringside, arms outstretched, she talked some smack. Then, out of nowhere, the SmackDown women's roster invaded Raw. We saw Naomi, Carmella, The Iconics, Charlotte Flair, Lana, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, and Asuka clean house. Chaos ensued, then came the moment that's still talked about 6 years later. In my opinion, one of the greatest spots in women's wrestling history. Nia Jax was backed into the corner by Team SmackDown's Naomi, and Becky came to join the fight. Nia attempted to fight off Becky, and the Irish last kicker took a punch to the face that knocked her to the ground. There was so much going on in that moment, but when the replays took place and the blood was apparent, it was as if time stood still. This one punch led to a broken nose, a severe concussion, and Becky unfortunately wasn't going to be medically cleared to compete at Survivor Series. Now, this is where I get mad. It's sport, okay? It's entertainment. Accidents happen. They always have happened and always will. Nobody should be accused of being unsafe. It was just that, an accident. The tension in that ring was palpable. This moment led to one of the top four pay-per-views on the calendar. The pressure was insane. That still shot of Becky standing at the top of the arena in between the crowd with a bloody face was iconic. That moment was when the man was born. Becky took that punch, she bled, she was dazed, but she showed she, like every woman in that ring, is a true professional and kept going. So, yeah. I believe Nia created the man. Had that unfortunate accident not happened, how different might things have been? Well, I guess we'll just never know. On January the 27th, 2019, Nia Jax made history. She became the first superstar to appear in two Royal Rumble matches in the same night, and the fourth woman in WWE history to compete in the Men's Rumble. In 2000, Chyna became the first woman to enter the Men's Rumble, followed by Beth Phoenix 10 years later, Karma in 2012, and 7 years later, Nia Jax. She lasted over 11 minutes in the women's side of things until she was eliminated by Becky Lynch, who entered in place of an injured Lana, then went on to win the match. Later that night, Nia declared herself in the Men's Rumble, entering at number 30, when she took out R-Truth, taking his spot. I mean, that's one way to make history. Nia scored one elimination when she sent Ali over the top rope, but she would meet a similar fate herself when Dolph Ziggler, Rey Mysterio, and Randy Orton all in turn hit their finishes on Jax and she was eliminated by Rey Mysterio. In later 2019, Nia was sidelined when she needed surgery to repair the torn ACL in both knees, a very common injury among the women in WWE. I mean, what is going on? This injury is one that lingers like a dark curse just waiting for its next victim. In August 2020, Nia was back. She teamed with Shayna Baszler and Team Shania would go on to become two-time women's tag team champions for a total of 215 days across both reigns. They defended the titles on Raw, on SmackDown, and even NXT. They defeated teams, well, hopeful teams, such as Naomi and Lana, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai, Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, and Natalya and Tamina, the two women who would finally dethrone the champions. Now, a feud I wanted to talk about was Nia Jax versus Lana. I know. I can hear the sympathy for the Ravishing One already. I mean, she had mine. Lana went through a table not once, not twice, not three times, not four or five or six or seven or even eight, but nine times. Nine friggin' times. Week after week, in identical fashion, Nia would slam Lana through the announce table. This was said to be in a bid to make Lana the ultimate babyface. She was fresh off of the heel storyline where she would cheat on Rusev with Lashley, and the promos and the backstage moments, the hotel bed scene, it was a thing. Lana would be a constant on Raw during the Thunderdome COVID era, and Monday Night Nia was not happy. Both Jax and Baszler would belittle and bully Lana week after week, making fun of her inability to wrestle like the other women on the roster. Survivor Series would come around in November, and guess what? Lana made the team. During the match, she would tag herself in, but it wouldn't last long. Her teammates Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce, Shayna Baszler, and of course Nia Jax made no secret that they didn't want or appreciate her involvement in the match, so Lana was banished to the steps, ordered to stay out of the way. And how did that work out for you girls? Well, let me remind you, each and every one of you were eliminated. And the sole survivor for Team Raw, Lana! I loved this moment for Lana. I always thought that raw passion she showed in her victories was true, from the heart. I guess going through the announce table nine times was worth all the pain for standing tall as the sole survivor and getting a Raw Women's Championship opportunity. The following week on Raw, Asuka granted Lana the Raw Women's Championship match that she hadn't even asked for, let alone felt ready for. Mid-match, the women's tag team champions Jax and Baszler interfered, attacking Asuka. This moment would lead to a tag team match without hesitation. The women's champion and the challenger versus the women's tag team champions. Lana got her spot when Jax attempted a 10th table spot, but Lana moved right out of the way and Jax went over the top of the announce table and left Asuka picking up the win for her team. I am happy to say Lana did get her payback by eliminating Nia right over the top rope in the Women's Royal Rumble match, which she returned for after being injured. It was incredible. A few weeks later, on February the 8th, 2021, WWE wanted to revisit this unfinished business with a tables match between the pair. Nia, dominant as always, looked set to have this match in the bag and close the door on this feud for good, until she made one massive, crucial mistake. There was one big hole in her plan. Nia had Lana laid out on the apron and delivered a crushing foot choke to Lana's throat. Then, instead of bringing her back inside the ring, went on to attempt a running leg drop on the apron. But this gave Lana the time and ability to roll out of the way, and Nia's southern regions met the ring apron hard. She screamed, "Ah, my butt! Ah, my hole!" Lana used her ring smarts and ran at Jax on the outside, pushing her down hard against the table, and ring that bell. Jax was down. The giant had been crushed. Nia Jax had gone through the table. She might have been 9-1, winning the war. However, Lana won that battle, the last stand. Sorry, Nia, but you did kind of deserve that. Now, I have to say, Nia said in an interview that she gave all the credit to Lana for this feud. She said how talented Lana is, you know, that she could cut a promo on anything, even a piece of paper. She's so talented. She really committed to wrestling, her training, all of it. It was Vince's idea for this story, this table segment week after week, and Nia encouraged Lana, saying, "It is a huge opportunity for both of us. I mean, it's normal for the guys to go through tables, of course it is, but the girls, not so much, especially the announce table." Nia said how proud she is of Lana and how well it paid off, and still to this day, she wishes Lana got a bigger table spot when she put Nia through the wood. See? Nice person, y'all. Just saying. To round out Nia's first run, she was took out by her own ex-tag team partner, Shayna Baszler. The pair had entered a feud, they had interfered in each other's matches, and then on September the 20th, 2021, Shayna snapped. Raw would have the two women face off one-on-one. Shayna picked up the win when she choked out Nia, but after the match, well, Shayna wasn't hungry for more. She was starving. She attacked Nia ringside and went after the arm. Stomp after stomp, Shayna brutalized Jax. She locked her arm inside the steel steps and stomped again. Jax was in agony, but that wasn't enough for the submission magician. Nia screamed, "Please, please stop. Don't do it." But she did. Nothing would stop this beatdown. Shayna had to end Jax one way or another. With one more vicious stomp, she broke Nia's arm, and that was it. A storyline break, of course, but Jax wouldn't be seen in WWE again. Until her return in the 2023 Royal Rumble, which we all believe to be a one-off appearance. Now, the first thing I have to say about this is botch. I couldn't believe it. And no, guys, I'm not talking about Nia. I'm talking about her entrance, the number 30 entrance, the most anticipated entrance in the match, the number each year that leaves the fans guessing. Well, they got it wrong. So wrong. I just felt this sadness for Nia in this moment. I mean, her face said it all. They had one job. The timing couldn't have been more off. Her music hit, and a couple of seconds in, the 10-second countdown began and then disappeared as quickly as it arrived at 8 seconds. However, Nia still owned her moment. For the first time in over a year, Jax was back. She walked slowly to the ring, taking in her surroundings, you know, feeling the crowd's emotions, and it was a mixed bag. The whole ring stopped dead in their tracks. I mean, if I was in that ring and saw Nia Jax coming towards me, I'd probably just eliminate myself, Pat McAfee style. She approached the ring, her smile wide, and she could smell the fear in her opponent. Standing inside the ring, Nia was screaming, "I'm going to WrestleMania. What are you bitches gonna do? I dare you. I dare you." 11 women surrounded her, but that didn't faze her. She is Nia friggin' Jax. All 11 women attacked at once, and in true WWE style, Nia pushed out of the attack, sending each woman to the mat. Then, one by one, Jax blocked an attack from the women, hoping to make a name by shutting down the returning star. 5 women then had their attacks blocked. Nia had fire running through her veins now. She screamed, "I own this shit. I'm back, bitch. What?" as she screamed to the crowd. But then she turned around and was met with a big boot from Michelle McCool, a spinning back fist by Asuka, then a face buster by Liv Morgan, and again another by Asuka. Then in came Rhea Ripley with an attempted body slam. Then Rhea hit Jax with the Riptide. It was a little messy, but a Riptide still the same, and the crowd went wild. She then addressed her fellow Rumble opponents and said, "Get her out." Then Raquel, Piper, Liv, Mia, Asuka, Sonya, Michelle, Shotzi, Lacey, Nikki, and Rhea dumped Nia over the top rope to the floor. Nia left the arena, giving the women the DX suck it movement, and she was gone. So, that's it. The coverage of Nia's first run in WWE complete. What do we think? I think Nia broke the mold in wrestling. She is built differently than most. She beholds an unquestionable amount of power. Like her theme music said each time she came to the ring, she's not like most girls. Nia became a 3-time world champion under WWE. She had played the face, played the heel, became a total diva. She had always delivered, in my eyes, what she set out to do, to entertain first and foremost. I think Nia gets a lot of unnecessary heat. The biggest problem I have is people constantly saying Nia is unsafe. I always counter that with one question. Have you ever stepped inside the ring? Probably 95% of us fans haven't and never will. We can't comment on how something should have been done or what it should look like with no experience. We shouldn't judge. Why can't we sit back and enjoy the product? She's not unsafe Accidents happen. It's sports, it's entertainment, it's live TV. Okay, with that out of the way, here we are. Let me take you back to September the 11th, 2023. Last year. Actually, before I start, I want to express my thoughts on this second run, and it's pretty simple. It has been insanely good. She's been booked busy, booked as a threat to the whole of the women's locker room, booked into title contention, and with this recap of the last 6 months, let me explain to you how Nia is a star. She has upgraded her attitude, her performance, her looks, and whether you like it or not, we are in the Nia-lution. The Raw Women's Division was chaotic. It was stacked, but it lacked something. Shayna and Zoe were doing their thing, Maxine Dupree was part of Alpha Academy, Sonya Deville was injured, leaving Chelsea looking for a new partner when Piper Niven returned to declare herself medically cleared and the new Women's Tag Team Champion, Becky Lynch was on a journey to becoming the NXT Women's Champion for the first time by defeating Tiffany Stratton, and Raquel Rodriguez was looking to take down the mommy of the Women's Locker Room, Women's World Champion Rhea Bloody Ripley. Rhea reigned over the division as Women's World Champion, and Raquel Rodriguez was scheduled to go toe-to-toe with the champ for the title. She was interviewed backstage and said, and I quote, "I'm not like most people." And I remember thinking, hold up, where have I heard that before? Something similar. Is Nia coming? The rumour mill was and had been on overtime for months. Speculation of Nia's return was being talked about, but I remember thinking, it can't be tonight, can it? Raquel and Rhea put on a good showing, two of the biggest competitors in the women's division in WWE. The champion who carried not only the women, but the whole of Raw on her back, and Raquel with the strongest back, that thing is huge. What was nice about this moment was that it was unpredictable. As far as predictable goes, we all knew Rhea was taking the title home. No way was she losing the championship on Raw. Yes, it was the main event, but the platform wasn't big enough. Both women displayed their dominance and it looked to be quite the matchup. Rhea would deliver a baseball slide to Raquel, who went flying off the apron down to the floor, but Raquel came back swinging. She swung the champion into the side of the announce table before delivering a huge Tahana bomb on the apron. Then, with the ref's back turned and Rhea down on the mat, out of nowhere came Nia Jax with a massive Samoan drop, but the crowd, they didn't seem too happy. Rhea finished the match with a riptide on her challenger, and the music had barely kicked in when Nia made her way into the ring and delivered a big headbutt to the champion. Nia made an entrance. She went after the woman at the very top, and that's how to do it. That's how you make a statement, and that statement is, I'm back. The reaction Nia got was crazy. The boos were deafening, but look, whether you're getting cheered or whether you're getting booed, it means you're doing something right. Hats off to Jax. That's how you return. That is how to get noticed. Leading up to the next week on Raw, we were all left wondering, what did Nia's return mean? Would she be booked dominantly? Would she be going after the Women's World Championship? Or would her return fall flat and we'd get nothing for a week or so as we've seen before? Well, September the 18th came around, and what was this? Nothing was revealed on social media for Nia Jax. No interviews, no matchups. Would we see Nia in some capacity? Of course we would. There was a women's tag team match scheduled for one fall. The new women's tag team champions, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, versus the newly formed team, Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. The match had barely got going before Jax made her presence known. Man, she's vicious this time around. She's like the irresistible Hulk. She appeared mid-match and slammed Piper into the ring post face first, then launched her into the steel steps. Climbing into the ring, she hit a dazed Zoe Stark with a Samoan drop, followed by a running leg drop. Chelsea, up next, attempted to run from Jax, but she wasn't quick enough. With a handful of hair, Chelsea met the same fate. She was thrown into the turnbuckle and was met with a hip attack while seated in the corner. And finally, Baszler, the last woman standing. The woman who took out Nia a couple of years back was inside the ring alone. And Nia showed no mercy. She crushed Shayna in the corner, then delivered the devastating finisher, the Annihilator, which she'd given to Rhea Ripley the previous week. Within 2 weeks, Nia had returned and crushed six of the top women on Raw, three of which were champions. She spoke to the camera after leaving her destruction behind and said, "It's open season. I'll take out anyone I want. The division is on notice." This woman is unstoppable, and Triple H, that is how you book a successful, dominant return. The following week, we got the legend that is Michael Cole waiting inside the ring. He welcomed Nia Jax, the Irresistible Force, to join him. Now, we have to talk about the glow-up of Nia Jax here. Her gear, honestly, I love it. She's never looked better. And this new theme, I will go public and say right now, it is one of the best themes I think there has been in wrestling for years. It's dramatic from the start. It follows a previous theme. It's like an adaptation. It's old mixed with new. It's catchy. It's a big theme for a big character. And it's on my playlist. Let me tell you that. Michael addressed the returning star and said, "Nia, since you've come back to WWE, by the way, don't you love the way Cole says WWE? Don't pretend you haven't noticed. He said, you've laid waste to everyone that's crossed your path. So my question to you is this. Why are you targeting everyone in the women's locker room?" Nia turned to Cole, laughed, and arrogantly said, Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to you." "Ah, relax." She then turned to the camera and said, "I am Nia Jax, the baddest human in all of WWE. See, Michael, they thought it was going to be Rhea Ripley, the most dominant champion, male or female. I squashed her." The crowd broke out into "You suck" chants. "They thought it was going to be Shayna Baszler. Guess what? I squashed her too. Zoe Stark, squashed. Raquel Rodriguez, squashed. Chelsea Green, squashed. Piper Niven, squashed. You put anybody in this ring with me and I will squash them. You want to know why, Michael? Because I am Nia Jax, the baddest human in..." And out comes Zoe Stark. This face-to-face confrontation led to a match that was up next. Would Zoe get squashed again or get some retribution? Well, if I say like a bug, you get it right. On October the 2nd, Raw started like never before. Right before the show had gone live, a brawl had taken place on center stage. A match was scheduled, Nia Jax versus Shayna Baszler. But the pair laid hands before the broadcast even started. The refs tried to break up the fight, but the pair made it to the ring. Raquel Rodriguez came out first to get involved in this big fight. Raquel took down Shayna in an attempt to deliver the big boot to Jax, who stepped out of the way. Next up came the women's world champion, who wanted a piece of the action. She too had a score to settle with Nia. She took Jax to the mat, but Raquel made the save. She went after Rhea. Shayna went back for Nia. Control was lost. There must have been 20 or 30 men from security who were sent to the ring to break these four women up. It was carnage. The next week, Nia faced Raquel one-on-one, another match that ended in disqualification when Rhea and Shayna interfered in the match. One funny thing to mention was Raquel's face print that was left on Nia's gear. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It was like, you know those people who face plant the snow to make a perfect impression? Yeah, it was like that. It's worth a look. It was like Casper had left his face print on Nia's stomach. This fatal four feud would eventually lead to Nia's first premium live event on a return, Crown Jewel. Rhea would demand that Raw General Manager Adam Pearce sort out this chaos and stop people interfering in her matches, or she will. Adam's response? He said, "Don't come in here and tell me what I've got to do. You had a chance to control your division and all I've got is chaos. So, at Crown Jewel, you can make a statement. You're going to defend your title against Nia, Shayna, Zoe, and Raquel in a fatal five-way match." Sounds good. However, before any major championship match, we needed, that's right, the good old contract signing. Adam Pearce asked for the challengers to come to the ring, which was lined with security staff. I mean, no guessing how this was going to go down, right? Adam played it smart. He had the challengers sign the contract on their entrance as soon as they hit the ring. He wanted to keep it clean. Raquel, Shayna, and Zoe all signed upon entering the ring. But Nia, remember, she ain't like most girls. She doesn't follow like a sheep. She leads the sheep. Nia asked Adam, "Where's Rhea?" Adam said, "I will get her signature later. I need you all to sign now." "Look, Nia, if you want Rhea, all you gotta do is sign the contract and you'll have her a crown jewel." Nia made it official. She signed the contract and Pierce said, "With that, I have the signatures of the challengers." And then out came Rhea. Rhea went off on Adam, telling him this is a conspiracy. "I can beat all of these women one-on-one. You did this to set me up. Look, the more that you try to control me, I'm going to make your life a living hell." The crowd loved this. "You're smart though. You're smart," Rhea said. "Making this a fatal five-way at Crown Jewel, and I see what you're doing. But the only thing that is going to actually happen is that you're going to have four less women in my division by the end of it. Because none of these women are going to take this championship from me, whether you like it or not. Because at the end of the day, mommy is always on top." Before he got a chance to respond, Nia took the mic from his hand and said, "Oh, you're good. You are good. You see what she's doing here? You're not going to step in the ring. You're smart. I see what you're doing. You want me to squash all of them for you, which still leaves you with me. But this is smart. I love the way you're using your head. Shayna, you're smart. You get it. She wants me to squash you for her, right? Zoe, you're a smart cookie. She wants me to squash you for her. Love this. Raquel, you're from Texas. So let me break it down for you. She wants me," and bang, the fight breaks out. Rhea was smart. She jumped down from the apron and watched her challengers tear it up. Crown Jewel came around and this was an incredible match. How far we've come from finally getting the first women's match in Saudi Arabia 4 years ago when we saw Natalia take on Lacey Evans to now having this women's fatal five-way match for the Women's World Championship. I'm not going to talk you through the match, but it's absolutely worth a watch on the WWE Network. Remember, $9.99 a month before we head to Netflix, y'all. Raquel looked set to pick up the pinfall on Shayna when Rhea delivered a top rope riptide on Zoe, which landed on top of Raquel and Shayna, and with that, Ripley secured the win and took the title home. Judgment was served. This feud felt so fresh. Five of Raw's women tearing it up each week was what we needed. My only wish is that it had gone on a bit longer, but all in all, the right woman won. But credit where credit is due. Was the division this exciting before Nia returned? No. Did we see much of Rhea and the title before Nia returned? No. These women had two things in common right now. They were the desire to beat down Jax and become the next women's world champion. Only 4 weeks in, and look at the trouble Nia had caused on Raw. We had Zoe, who was a rising star, Shayna, who was the star, Raquel, who could have been a star, Rhea, who is the star, but Nia, well, Nia was outshining all of these stars, in my opinion. She was the shiniest star. We loved it. On November the 6th, Raw would hold a women's number one contender battle royal, but before we got that match, we got a taste of WWE's next major feud. Jackie asked for the thoughts on the upcoming match and chance to win the Women's World Championship at Survivor Series from none other than Becky Lynch, the man. The man that Nia made. Becky said she's looking for a fight, and if that fight is against the entire Raw Women's Division, then count me in. And if that fight leads me back to the championship, then count me in. And if that fight would lead us to the most anticipated match at Survivor Series, the man versus Rhea Ripley, then count me in. But standing behind the man was her creator, Nia Jax. Becky accused Nia of sneaking up on her. Nia said, "Oh, I wasn't sneaking up on you. I was waiting for you to turn around so I can tell you to your face that not one woman is throwing me over that top rope tonight, which means I'm gonna win. Which means it'll make me the happiest I've been since, well, since before I broke your face. Becky laughed hard. She said, Nia, you know what's so funny about that? After that happened, I went on to win the main event of WrestleMania, and you went on to get fired. Good to have you back. It's important to mention here just how much time on TV Nia had been getting since a big return. I honestly believe WWE has, you know, just... Nia is a diamond. She gets constant heat from the crowd. She's the ultimate force to be reckoned with, and they can so easily mold her into the biggest heel character, male or female, they're probably ever going to have in this modern era. Bold? Yes. But true? Also yes. The match got underway, and Nia wouldn't keep the promise she confidently made. Her crown jewel opponents, Zoe, Raquel, and Shayna, eliminated Nia and her hopes of becoming the champion. On December the 4th, 2023, Nia and Becky came face to face once again. This big rivalry was starting to heat up. Nia asked Becky if these couple of fights she has on the horizon she's boasting about could include anyone in particular. Becky said, "Why, yeah, actually, it includes you. You would be number one on that list, because the thing I'd forgotten about you, Nia, is you were gone. We had all forgotten about you. I think everyone had forgotten about you. But then you showed up in one of my interviews, and it reminds me that we never really got to you and me, and I still owe you a receipt." "A receipt, huh?" Nia mocked. "Well, once I'm done squashing Shayna, I'm all yours." And Becky couldn't wait. The next week, on Monday Night Raw, we all assumed we'd be getting Nia versus Becky. And I guess, in a fashion, we did. However, not as we expected. Becky would come out to the ring. Would she gloat how last week she came out right after Nia's match with Shayna and Nia left the ring quickly? You know, was she scared? Nah, no way. The squashing probably went on longer than she had planned, and she had to run to catch a flight home. That's right, that's what happened. So Becky came around to Cleveland on December the 11th to a huge welcome reception from the crowd. Becky said she would cut to the chase and call out Nia Jax. She told the crowd how they had never gone one-on-one in this ring, and for the last 5 years they had been linked for that very reason. For the last 5 years, Becky went on to main event WrestleMania, and Nia went on to get double ACL surgery because Nia is a woman so unlikable that even her own knees wouldn't stand up for her. They're the man's words, Nia, not mine. Becky then said she had a child and Nia got fired. But now it's 2023. I'm here. She's here. And I think that, and here she is, the irresistible force made her entrance. Nia came out and said, "Well, I'm not fired anymore, Becky. I'm right here in front of you, better than ever. You know, that punch you just showed, that was a lucky swing. A lucky swing that almost ended your career. A lucky swing that I didn't get all of it. Imagine if I had you right in front of me and I aimed and I punched you with my full force. You wouldn't even get up. Everybody's so mad that I broke Becky's face, but Becky, this is a contact sport. What did you expect?" Becky replied saying, "No, I didn't expect anything less from you. And I don't even hold it against you, because everybody knows you are the most dangerous woman in this ring. Anybody who has stepped in here against you has been injured or hospitalized, broken bones. Hell, you nearly ended a few careers." Nia said, "It's ironic that there's careers I nearly ended, because you have me to thank for yours." Becky said if this was just about a broken face, these people would have checked out and moved on as soon as the blood dried. This is about what the man represents. Becky said if she can't end these lies, then I need to end you. Nia laughed. "You need me. You need to prove to everyone that you're not just about that one moment. You need to prove to yourself that your career wasn't an accident after I broke your face. Otherwise, I'll always be the woman who made the man." On the 1st of January 2024, Becky was granted this match she desperately demanded. Nia Jax versus the man, Becky Lynch. WWE getting good at this. They stirred it up. Everybody thought, even I thought, I saw it online, Becky will squash Nia and that's it, done. Well, that wasn't it. Nia had a clean win over Becky with that right hand that created the man, followed by the Annihilator. This was hope. This feud was far from done. On the 28th of January came my favourite premium live event, the Royal Rumble, WWE's 6th annual Women's Royal Rumble match. This event held many surprises. We had a huge return from Naomi, who had spent the last year killing it in TNA and became a one-time Knockouts World Champion. Because remember, Naomi hadn't been seen in a WWE ring since a controversial walkout along with Sasha Banks, now Mercedes Moné, who recently debuted in AEW. We had the Knockouts World Champion, Jordynne Grace, appear at the event. She put in a great match against WWE's top women. We had a return from Liv Morgan, and of course we had Nia Jax cause havoc. She entered the match at number 19 and went on to eliminate 8 women in the match. Xia Li, Ivy Nile, Piper Niven, Katana Chance, Valhalla, Shayna Baszler, Mia Yim, and Shotzi. Nia would receive the biggest surprise of the match when at number 28, came WWE's hottest recent signing, Jade Cargill. This woman received a massive pop when her music hit, and everyone knows when Jade arrives, a storm is coming. Nia cleared the ring of competition. She laid out everyone before her, and Jade slowly walked to the ring, smiling. Nia, arms outstretched, said, "Let's go." The crowd chanted, "Holy shit." The pair began trading blows until Jax picked up Cargill, looking ready to hit the Samoan drop, but Jade, fresh into the match, released herself from the hold and returned the favour, with ease. Jade picked up the biggest woman in all of WWE and slammed her to the mat. The crowd couldn't believe what they had just witnessed. Then, single-handedly, Jade picked up Nia over her shoulders and threw her over the top rope to the floor, and after 20 minutes and 15 seconds, Nia was gone. Jax, I believe, holds a massive 19 eliminations across the 6 rumbles she has appeared in, 5 women's and 1 men's. This was so refreshing to see one woman take out Nia Jax and not the usual group of women who would eliminate her, which we've seen time and time and time again. This leads me to talk about potential dream matches. I have to say, at the top of my list is Nia Jax versus Jade Cargill, one-on-one. Imagine them in some sort of steel cage match or Hell in a Cell. That I would be seated for. I would like to see Nia and Tamina run it back once more. They always work well together, and the family dynamic made it all the more magic. Speaking of running it back once more, would you pay to see Nia Jax versus Mickey James again, or Nia versus Beth Phoenix? Have them go head to head and further that rumble spot they had in 2018. I would. I would like to see Nia Jax take on Piper Niven in some sort of match where we could see the ring collapse. I love the giant versus giant element. Or what about NXT's Lash Legend? Did you see her lift Otis from Alpha Academy? Imagine Lash deadlifting the biggest woman on the roster. Or how about Nia Jax versus Michelle McCool? I reckon Michelle has another run. The list is endless. What would your dream match be for you with Nia Jax? Headed into Raw after the Rumble, a lot of names for WrestleMania would be thrown around. Would we see Bayley versus Rhea, Becky versus Rhea, Nia versus Rhea, or even Liv versus Rhea? Everyone is pushing for one of these matches. Well, it's WWE and things change. But before WrestleMania, we had another stop, Elimination Chamber. With WrestleMania now closer than ever, Nia believed breaking Becky's face again was job done, and on she moved to the Women's World Champion, Rhea Bloody Ripley, once more. Nia spent a series of weeks attacking the champion and Lynch and laying waste to them inside the ring. This would set up Elimination Chamber. The Australian champion versus the Australian-born challenger in none other than Perth in the main event. The main event. Let that sink in. It's not all that often women headline a premium live event. This was the star power. This was Nia's second shot at the title since her return in September. She was just growing and growing, and in turn, putting Jax against Rhea served us something quite unusual. It allowed Rhea Ripley to have an unexpected and temporary, I'm sure, babyface turn. We had been so used to Rhea and the Judgment Day reigning terror over WWE as the biggest heel faction, and now along returns Nia Jax and suddenly Rhea becomes a babyface. We all knew there was no way Rhea was losing the championship in her home country, but that didn't mean the two couldn't have a banger of a match. Becky would defeat Tiffany Stratton, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Naomi and Raquel Rodriguez inside the Elimination Chamber itself, and Rhea would once more stamp out the force of greatness. This now leads us right to WrestleMania's front door. The question is, do we get Rhea versus Nia, or Becky or Liv, or all three? Bayley is now out of the equation with the breakup of Damage Control, and she will take on Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship in the main event, we hear. My prediction, Bayley. It's gotta be. She deserves it. Whatever the plans might be for Nia, we know she will be seen in some capacity and will cause destruction wherever she ends up. So, I'm gonna end with one poll I put to you on X. Only one. I asked, what have you enjoyed more, Nia's first run or a second? The votes speak for themselves. 86% said a second run, and I fully agree. It had been handled the way it should have been from the start. You can't deny her power, her strength, and her ability to anger an audience. To not capitalize on that is insane, in my opinion. Nia would do well to be pushed as the face of the company. There would be no greater way to work up the fans than by putting the gold on Nia. It would generate so much heat. If you notice on this run, she is booked against some of the most over stars in WWE. Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, she's had spots with Chelsea Green. That is how you do it. How to secure Nia as the greatest heel in the division. There are plenty of stars to pit Jax against, but unless they're massively over with the crowd, I don't think it'll have the same effect. So, the last question I ask, as usual, does Nia Jax deserve a Hall of Fame spot? So, not necessarily right now, but at some point in her career. And my answer is yes. Her first run was great. She entered NXT a dominant force, she stormed through their competition and moved on to Raw, becoming a three-time champion and a total diva with lots of storylines, both comedy and serious. Remember, Nia was part of the Divas division. She broke the mold. When you think of diva, you don't think of Nia, but she has shown us why we should. Nia has shown how diverse she can be. Her acting has been great, her wrestling has been great, she's played the bully, she's been the bullied, played the comedy character. I mean, remember the feud with Foxy when she went crazy backstage and threw a box which hit Nia right in the face. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's honestly TV gold. And for the majority of her career, she has played the serious, dangerous threat. WWE lost their way with Nia and her booking. Then she sustained an injury and then she was let go. She returned in the 2023 Rumble with a strong showing and was rehired in late 23 and has dominated Raw ever since. She has been a constant. Nia's story has been seen before, or something similar. China dominated, Beth Phoenix dominated, Karma had the potential to dominate. We don't often see a woman with such size and power enter the women's division in WWE. You have to capitalize on that. To introduce a monster heel is the right way to do it. Nia has had more mic time, promos and in-ring segments than ever before. She returned healthy and is ready to go. From her first segment, we could feel her passion, her character growth, we could sense the rise coming. This was the evolution of Nia Jax. I see a bright future for this superstar, more championship gold and hopefully a Hall of Fame spot in the future. Nia has accomplished a lot in a short time in WWE, and with the landscape changing, we have more mothers in wrestling, women are competing longer, and the roster is bigger than ever. And this is only the beginning for Nia Jax. So, that's it. I've brought to you the Force of Greatness, the recently returned and Triple H's best rehire, Nia Jax, and I hope you enjoyed the recap. Now, just the usual stuff. Please hit follow to never miss an episode. My last episode was Cherry, and I hope you roller skated over and Samoan dropped that follow button. But if you didn't, then please do. Do it now. If anyone needs a promo, they need a manager, they need someone to train in the ring, or just if they want someone to put through an announce table, holler at me. I'm your guy. If you enjoyed this, please send me a screenshot. I'll tag the talent and let's keep this buzz going. I'll keep creating this for as long as you want it. The next episode will celebrate Jade Cargill, her iconic run in AEW and her explosive debut in WWE, and much, much more. So be there. I'll catch you next time on They Made Their Way to the Ring. Ding, ding, ding.